Hello, hello, and welcome back to Master of Achievement. I am Stephanie Nguyen, your founder and podcast host of Master of Achievement. I hope that you have all been absolutely incredible. Today, we're going to be talking about, drumroll, networking and the five reasons why your networking strategy currently sucks. But don't worry. I'm going to also share with you how you can build deep and meaningful connections at networking events. How to win friends and influence people on the side. Save that book for another day. Let's get straight into it. So, how do you know if your current networking strategy sucks? Firstly, you don't have people reaching out to you about an offer or an opportunity they want to recommend you for. And two, you don't have many people you can think of to ask for help or open doors when you need. So how do you know then if your current networking strategy is a success? In my opinion, if people are saying your name, they're thinking about you when an opportunity arises, even when you're not at the event or in the room, or you have a spectrum of people that you can tap into who come from different walks of life and have different skills. You know, they have other networks that you can lean on when you need something. Then I think that's a pretty successful networking strategy to me. So, what are some of the things that you're doing wrong then? Before we get into that, what is networking anyway? Because most of us think that it's some kind of professional event at a hideout hotel space. You know, you come with your name tag that you stick on your chest, you hold a bubbly and you start walking around and talking about your day job. Yes, to some degree, that is a form of networking, professional networking. But let's get deeper into networking outside of the professional realm. So IBM defines computer networking as being two or more computers that are connected with the purpose of transmitting, exchanging, or sharing data and resources. Investopedia defines it as the exchange of information and ideas among people with a common professional or special interest, usually in an informal or social setting. BetterUp says that the purpose of networking is to make a new relationship, to make new relationships, and to foster existing ones. So my definition of networking is, networking is when you make new relationships and foster existing ones through strategically connecting with the purpose of exchanging or sharing data and resources. Did you feel uncomfortable when I said strategically connecting? Yes, I used to. But guess what? Every relationship we build upon needs to have a purpose. And this is also according to Maslow's law. You see, at the bottom of the chain of Maslow's law, we need to have relationships for physiological needs or survival needs, right? In the caveman days, it was easier to survive if you were a part of a tribe. It was easier for you to find food, water, build a shelter, keep each other safe. That was originally the purpose of connecting with others. Then the next level, you build relationships to express or receive love and a sense of belonging. As humans, we all want to feel like we belong somewhere, right? And this might be romantically, in a friendship setting, in family. We build relationships because we need that social aspect, that social connection. You also build relationships because to some degree, it might boost your self-esteem. So this might be through teaching others, joining a community, befriending or building networks so that it can professionally upskill or uplevel you. Or you build relationships so that you can understand yourself better as a person. So you might connect or engage a coach or a mentor or follow leaders and be inspired by them. It's important to strategically connect because we only have 24 hours in the day. And in those 24 hours, you're at work, you're sleeping, you've got your own personal things to do. So you can't just go out and befriend anyone and everyone. And I'm not saying that the point of building relationships is to think about how others are going to only benefit you and value you. No, this is called using people, and we're not about that. It's actually the opposite. I'm saying that when we network and build relationships, it's about how you can provide value to others as equally as others provide value to you. So, why does your networking skills currently suck? And how can you build deeper relationships? So the first reason why your networking skills suck is because you are a bad listener. When you enter the conversation, you're only thinking about what value you can add to the conversation. Instead, I always like to come into the conversation with a really curious and open mind. I like to remove all my assumptions and just come in with this intention of learning from someone, being able to learn something that I didn't already know. Like, I really want to go into this conversation and listen to what this person is truly saying. Like, what are they trying to tell me in between the lines of what they're actually saying? How can I give them my full attention? You'll be surprised at how bad a lot of people are at listening. You know, like, they might let you speak and finish answering what they've asked you, but then they're quick to put in their two cents. And you can just tell when someone hasn't really listened to what you're saying. Like, immediate disconnect. You're just like, okay, I'm not really vibing with this person. They're so focused on dominating the conversation that it immediately prevents you from building any meaningful conversation with this person. So I highly recommend, and I learned this from my mentor, to practice aggressive listening. Like, it's not just being quiet and letting the other person speak, but actually deeply listening to what they're saying, you know, including your body language. Are you giving them eye contact? Are you, like, deeply involved, immersed in what they're saying? Can you read between the lines? Like, if they're saying, you know, I did this on the weekend, I did my vision board. Like, don't just speak about the vision board, but what's the deeper meaning behind that? Like, it shows that they're really, really into self-development. So maybe you can ask them something about that, right? A really great example was when I was waiting to collect my luggage at the airport, and I was putting my book away, and this lady, she goes, "Oh, like, you read that book? That book is such a great book." And we started talking about the book, but to me, because she was interested in that book, I was like, "Oh, okay, so are you also into self-development? Like, if you like this book, have you read these books?" So it wasn't just the book, but it was the meaning behind that. Like, what was her mindset? What are her behaviors? And that's what we really connected on. And we were able to build such a deep connection through meeting each other at the airport. And I actually caught up to have a drink with her the other week, and we had such a great conversation. So practice your aggressive listening. Two, you bring bad energy to the conversation. You know, like, when you go to those networking events and you've just started talking to someone and they just complain about everything that's going bad in their life or in their job and how everything is so horrible and they hate it and, like, everything sucks. Like, don't let that be you, because no one wants to hang around people with a sour look and a sour outlook on life. People already have enough problems, and the last thing they want to do is listen to your issues. And I think that's so translatable to also in the workplace. When you're working, people who just like to complain about everything, everything is too hard for them. Like, they don't want to give everything a shot because it's not perfect. It's not the way that they want it. And that just immediately, like, for me personally, when I'm surrounded by those kinds of people, I just don't want to be close to them. I don't want to absorb that kind of energy. It's like, I already have problems of my own. I already have a million things going on. The last thing I want to do is sit there and listen to someone else complain about their life. Like, I'm really sorry, I don't have time for that. So don't be that person with the bad energy. 3, you ask the same questions that everyone else does. You're not making yourself special. When I was in my penultimate year of my commerce degree, I mean, it felt like I was going to every single networking event, but truly, the networking events that the Business Society would throw, I was there. I was trying real hard to get a job. And how these networking events worked was they hired out a venue at a hotel. You would come, you'd get the name tag, you would get a drink, and there would be people from different companies like KPMG or Deloitte or PwC, and they had different roles, and you would go there and try and understand what different career pathways there are. And it still happens today. So we'd all huddle around these professionals. And there would be probably like groups of 10 of us around this professional. And everyone would be asking the same questions. Like you'd move around to different groups and everyone is asking the same question. What does your day look like? What does a day in your life look like? What do you like about your job? What are some things that you struggled with? What are the skills of a successful candidate? You know, typical, typical, typical. And guess what? The person on the other side is probably so bored because they've had to answer the same question like 20 times. So to create meaningful conversations, people want to feel as though you've put thought into your questions. Like people want authenticity. People want something different and refreshing. So what can you come up with and think of? Like what are some unconventional questions that you can ask that are different to the other people that would provoke deep conversations rather than on the surface ones? Make the other person feel like you've made an effort to think outside the box, because that's going to go a long way and people remember you for that. 4, you constantly talk about yourself. You know the people that I'm talking about. You know, they cannot stop talking about themselves. They don't care about you. They're not trying to find out more about you. No matter what kind of topic you're talking about, it always somehow ends up being about them. That is instant disconnection because you're not building relationships at all. Like it's just one person trying to build their own relationship with themselves and not actually creating and connecting with the other person. Effective networking is enabling everyone to share their value. So even though you should contribute, I'm not saying like stand there and be quiet, contribute, but be mindful and make an effort to include everyone else. So some things that I am mindful of is when I'm finishing answering my question, I ask the question back to someone else to include them and making it an inclusive conversation. It's so important to do this. Like the amount of conversations that I've been in where it's just one person talking and the other person is just sitting there like, okay, yeah, cool. Like you've been talking about yourself for 30 minutes now. You just do not build meaningful connections that way because you can't. The other person is not allowing you to contribute to the conversation. So be mindful about the balance of how much you're talking versus the other people in that conversation. 5 is you focus too much on the strategy and the semantics of networking instead of focusing on how you want to make the other person feel. I've had conversations with these people before. You know, it feels like they're going down some sort of checklist like, okay, I've asked A and let's wait and remember to be silent because, you know, networking is all about allowing the other person to speak. So let me be silent to let Steph answer and finish. And now that she's finished, let me ask question B. Like it's so awkward and it's so unnatural. People can feel when things are unnatural. You know, people, the whole point of connecting is to build a meaningful and deep connection with someone. And when you start focusing on the logistics, the strategy behind it, you lose that energy exchange. You lose the meaning behind the connection that you're trying to build. So for me, when I come into a conversation, I try not to add emphasis on the semantics. And like, I can totally relate to this in my podcast, for example. Like, I listen to, you know, Steve Bartlett. I know I shouldn't compare myself to him, but I listen to all these great podcasters and I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm thinking about the strategy behind it. Oh, they asked this question and now they moved it to this way and I should try that. And I get so caught up in it that I have to pull myself out of that and go, what am I actually trying to get from this? Like, how do I want my guests to feel when they're speaking to me? And that's instead what I focus on. How do I want the other person to feel? Because I think people forget that they themselves are an experience, right? Like, when you speak to someone, when you meet with them, each of you are an experience. So what kind of experience do you want the other person to feel after they've conversed with you? And so before I enter a podcast with my guests, I always like to ask myself that, like, what is my intention for this podcast? How do I want this person to feel? How do I want my audience to feel when they listen to this episode? And that really helps me focus more on the energy, like, of the conversation rather than the strategy behind it. So networking doesn't have to be overcomplicated, truly, but it really does help when you show up authentically as yourself. Now, I think this is the biggest killer of network and building deep and meaningful relationships, is if you are having to be a completely different person in different environments or groups of people, then I think that's a big sign that you need to do deep, insightful work. Because the biggest deal breaker in building meaningful network is when people question your integrity and your character, especially for me. Like, if I'm getting to know someone and they behave to me in a certain way, and then in an environment, in a different environment, like, completely different person, like, I don't want anything to do with that person. I think that if you show up authentically as yourself, then you should have that same fabric woven into any social circle, any environment that you're in. So I think that's, like, one of the biggest things that holds all of this together. I hope that this episode added value to you. If someone is struggling to build meaningful connections, send them this podcast and give it a 5-star rating if this was a powerful episode to you. And please, of course, I would love to know what your learnings are, what you found interesting, what you sort of knew and have already been doing, what has worked for you that I haven't spoken about. Like, share this online, LinkedIn, Instagram, tag me. I would love to see it. And I hope that your networking skills exponentially increase after this episode. So thank you so much for listening, and I will speak to you in the next one.